We're now joined live in studio with a couple players of your VCSU Viking softball team. We have Marissa Hawkins, Joelle LaMontagne, as well as Sierra Crocker. Ladies, good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
All right. So you all come in here. Actually, let's start off like this. Marissa Hawkins, what position do you play for the Vikings, and what year are you at VCSU?
I play third base primarily this year, and I'm a senior, and I graduate on Saturday.
Well, first off, congratulations. You must be looking forward to being able to graduate.
Yes, but it's also a grieving period because college is over, but
I can imagine.
Plan on coming back next year.
Good. Well, that's good. Joelle LaMontagne, what year are you in your position?
I'm a junior, and I'm a starting pitcher this year.
Off to our right, we have Sierra Crocker. What year are you in what position?
I'm also a junior, and I'm a catcher on the team.
Okay, so ladies, you come into the NAIA tournament this upcoming week. You're the number 4 seed, but let's take it back a little bit. Winning the NSAA tournament last weekend down in South Dakota. Sierra, I'll ask you, what was it like playing in that tournament?
Oh, it was super nice. I love going to the tournament every year. It's really good to revisit a lot of the teams that we've seen already and just see how each team has improved every year.
Marissa, I'm going to ask you pretty much the same thing. You played third base for the team. Talk about the experience you had down in South Dakota.
It was really fun. It's always a great time spending more time with the girls.
We'll shift gears now over to Joelle LaMontagne, star pitcher of the team. How many times was it this year you were named NSAA Pitcher of the Season?
I think it was like 3 times.
Yeah, just incredible. And then, you know, seeing the stats from last weekend and even all throughout the year, what was your success credited to on the mound this year?
I think it had a lot to do with my teammates and knowing that they had my back behind the mound and knowing that they could trust me and I could trust them with grounders and pop flies on the field. So,
all right, we'll go back to Marissa now, put you back on the spot here. NAIA tournament coming up, having to go to Alabama, taking on the top seed. Right off the bat, what's your mindset going into this big tournament?
I think we're all actually very excited. Like, we have such a resilient team, and we're going to go there and play the best ball we can. We're going to give them a good run for their money and hopefully create some upsets.
Sierra, I'm going to ask you, your offense of the team, you guys put up big numbers offensively this season. Talk about your offensive game and then maybe another teammate that you have that might not be here in studio that's providing some big offense as well.
Absolutely. So my offensive approach is pretty much just kind of get out there and do what I do. I don't put a lot of thought into what I do, put a lot of pressure on myself. I try to avoid doing that as much as I can. And then another hitter I want to talk about is actually Joe Aiello, who just broke, like 4 more records or something like that with her last couple of hits. She has shown amazing improvement this year from going to like no home runs to like 18 or something like that. So she's doing really well.
Yeah, just an incredible season by everybody on your team this year at the plate, but especially Aiello. We had her in studio before the NSAA tournament, and we talked a little bit about that as well. Sierra, you're the catcher. Joelle, you're one of the pitchers of the team. Joelle, talk about the chemistry you have with Sierra behind the plate, with the trust that really helped you, you know, have a stellar season this year.
Well, me and Sierra came in the same year, and I think that really helped our team chemistry, like our pitcher-catcher duo. And just knowing that she knows exactly what I'm thinking of throwing and knowing what's working, what's not. And it's been really helpful kind of having her every year as well. So,
Marissa, how much film do you guys watch on opposing teams now ahead of these tournaments?
I'm not going to lie. As soon as we saw the rankings, once I was done with my 6:30 p.m. final, I went over to Joe's apartment and we watched like 4 games that they've played. Mobile.
Yeah, the Mobile team, I was going to say. They come in as the number 1 seed. Mm-hmm. You guys the 4 seed. Any extra motivation seeing the numbers before your team names?
I want to say yeah, just because we want to create some upsets, you know? It's motivation.
Sierra, I'm going to take Marissa off the hot seat for a moment. Talk about her because she was the NAIA Player of the Week recently.
About Marissa, she is just an amazing teammate overall. I think I'm very confident in her abilities over at third base and hitting at the plate. She's very good. I think it's just a testament to how much we've worked together over the last season, just the whole team in general, but Marissa especially, is that we've really grown together as teammates, and I'm confident across the board with her.
Staying with you, Sierra, what are you most looking forward to with this upcoming tournament in Alabama?
I'm really looking forward to proving that this, you know, team that's been through a lot this year can go all the way. I'm confident that we can go that far. I'm really looking forward to competing and being with these teams I've never seen.
Joelle, pretty much same question to you here. What are you most looking forward to with this tournament coming up?
I'm excited to prove ourselves in the name. Like, North Star isn't really looked as like one of the stronger conferences, and I think that once we go and make a name for ourselves in our conference, it'll be really good. And not gonna lie, I'm pretty excited for the warm weather as well. So
yeah, I think it's one of the benefits of having to go down to Alabama, right? The nice weather, the ocean's right there as well. Something that we don't have up here in North Dakota. Marissa, same question to you. What are you looking forward to with this tournament?
I would say that I'm looking forward to playing some of the last tournaments, hopefully tournaments plural, with our seniors, Jessica and Joelle. Like Joelle was saying, making a name for ourselves, because people look at Valley City and they're like, oh, some softball team from North Dakota in the Midwest. They have snow 9 months out of the year, pretty much. But we work really hard in the gym, and I think that we're a very deserving team.
Joelle, let's go back to you. As Marissa just touched upon it, a lot of snow this winter. You guys weren't able to have a lot of practices outdoors here. You went down, played a large portion of the spring season in Arizona because the nice weather's there. You got to play games. Talk about the difficult schedule here in Valley and throughout, where when you were up here in the Northern Hemisphere, a lot of games are getting postponed and canceled.
Yeah, it was definitely, it kept us on our toes, and we were always kind of waiting to see where our games are announced and when we were going to have them and if they were even going to happen. So I think it was just kind of a toss up this year, and I think we made the most out of the situation, so I think that's good.
Sierra, kind of the same question, but I'll kind of rephrase it. Obviously the difficult schedule, games here and there postponed, canceled. How did you keep up the chemistry with Joelle the pitcher, where, hey, you know what, yeah, we don't have a game today? Did you do some stuff outside of practice, outside the fields, to keep that chemistry going, to keep this good season for you guys?
Of course. So Joelle and I both live in the dorms, which means we eat together. We get a meal plan, so most of the team goes out to dinner. We all hang out outside of practice and things like that. So that keeps up the chemistry. But then, you know, pitching in the gym is also just one of those things where we're just with each other all the time. We see each other, and it kind of keeps that relationship going.
All right, Sierra, final question for you. Favorite memory so far up to this point of this season for you?
Oh, I would have to say winning the tournament. That just felt so good to go out. And I know we had a difficult game in the first championship set, but then the second game, when we finally got over, we started to score on them. Just knowing that our energy was so high and leaving the tournament with that energy felt so good.
And by them, you're talking Bellevue?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Joelle, pretty much same question for you. Favorite memory up to this point of this season?
I would have to agree with Sierra. The energy in the dugout was incredible the entire game from start to finish. The first one, I could tell that our team was feeling some nerves, I think. And then we completely 180 flipped it for the second game, and it really showed with the scoreboard.
Marissa, final question, same question. Favorite memory so far this year?
So obviously winning the tournament, but the energy after, like when we were on the bus and the drive home, it's so funny because our second baseman, Dre, she'll just like blurt out like a blurb of a song, and then everyone will continue to sing along, and it's just so much fun being on the bus rides with the girls. Well, high energy.
You know, I could tell last week when we did the interview with those two players. Could tell this week as we all talked a little bit off the air before we jumped on here. But ladies, thank you so much for your time here. Best of luck in the NAIA tournament. Bring home the championship.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That was Marissa Hawkins, Joelle LaMontagne, and Sierra Crocker of your VCSU Viking softball team.